Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing through Hebrews. We're in the 9th chapter. And let's go back and read the previous four verses that we examined in the earlier episode, last episode. This is Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. It says this, "But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption." So that's verses 19 and 12. And so we see that it's through his own blood that he entered into the true holy place once for all, not every year, but once for all. That having done that, he obtained eternal redemption. Verse 13. "For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling those who have been defiled sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from sin, from dead works, to serve the living God?" So remember what he said. The sacrifice that came about, and you see this in Levitical law, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of the heifer, they were used to sanctify and to cleanse the flesh. He said, if that be true for that, how much more will the blood of Christ cleanse our consciences from dead works? The point and purpose is to serve the living God, is what he said in verse 14. Now, verse 15 of Hebrews 9. "For this reason," well, that helps a little, "therefore, it is for this reason he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that since a death has taken place for the redemption of transgressions that were committed under the first covenant, those who have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance." So what do we see here? He says, it's for this reason, and then states something that we've seen already, that Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant. And it's interesting because he's the mediator because he is the sacrifice of the new covenant. And it's since a death has taken place, his death has taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were committed under the first covenant. See, that didn't take place under the first covenant. There was just a covering under the first covenant. But now there is a redemption that takes place with the new covenant. And he says this new covenant, in verse 15, "those who have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance." Isn't that a little interesting phrase to keep in mind with the balance of the Word of God as we press forward, okay? As you keep up with the rest of the Word of God, keep that one in mind. "Those who have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance." Who is Jesus called? Well, you know, you'll see Scripture that talks about how he died for mankind. He did. He died for all mankind. So you'll see some of our brethren, though, that will teach something along this line. Well, he died for all mankind, but he only really called certain mankind. And it's really only those certain mankind that salvation and redemption actually applies to. I think that's incorrect, okay? I think that's an error. But you'll see people that will mention that. I mean, well-intended, good, godly, true Christians, okay? So anyway, just keep this in mind as you press on. Verse 16. "For where a covenant is, there must of necessity be the death of the one who made it." Now, this word covenant is translated in other translations. Let me just pull it up here, my other translation thing, as testament. Yeah, the King James says, "For where a testament is, there must of necessity be death of the testator." Okay, and the idea is, the ESV calls it a will. "For where a will is, the death of the one who made it must be established." And so that's what's being spoken of here. It's what we would call a will and testament. But it is, New American Standard is correct in calling it a covenant. So it is a testament. It is a covenant. It is a will. So he's saying that where a will is, there must of necessity be the death of the one who made it. Verse 17, "For a covenant, a will, is valid only when men are dead, for it's never in force while the one who made it lives." Well, that makes sense. You have a last will and testament. but it's only actually executed, only enforced upon your death, right? So that's what he's saying. Verse 18, therefore, even the first covenant was not inaugurated without blood. So he's saying this new covenant has been inaugurated by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a new covenant that had the death. Okay, it came about when Jesus died. He said even the first covenant was not inaugurated without blood. And people go, really? When was there blood in the first covenant when it was begun? Well, here we go. Verse 19, for when every commandment had been spoken by Moses to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the covenant which God commanded you. Ah, so you actually find this back in the Old Testament, that when the Lord had read the commandments that the Lord had given to the people, I mean, and he read it through Moses. When Moses read the commandments that the Lord had given, he then took blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool, hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and the people. Both the book and the people were sprinkled by blood. And then the Lord declares, this is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you. There was blood, okay? There was blood at the inauguration of the first covenant. There was blood at the inauguration of the second covenant, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, I'm going to stop right here because the next thing will get me into longer things. I don't have time for that, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. As always, share about these times, okay? And then if the Lord should lead you to help support it and help share about it, go to my website. And at the top of the page there on the first page, you'll see a place where you can help support us. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode.